Alright, today is June 22nd, the second day of summer, and it's Thursday at...
It is 10:02 on the 26th second.
At night.
Yeah, okay, p.m. And, yeah, I'm hanging out with Michael, Wesley, who are back. Last time we talked to you, both of them were not available. Wesley was at Pathfinders, which he'll talk about. And Michael was at the shower house.
No, that was 2 days ago.
Oh, well, where were
yesterday?
You yesterday?
I was talking about the sticks and the tying them together, which we did again today.
Oh yeah,
okay. And David is also here. David, have you done anything important lately?
No.
Get out of here. Okay, and Michael.
No, the young.
Right, okay, young, whatever. The young. Okay, why are you here? Why are you here? You're just listening.
Yeah.
All right, they'd just be listening, I guess.
I had something important happen to me today.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
Michael, would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, we tied some more sticks together in Pioneering, and tomorrow we're going to tie the rest of them together and make it actually a tower, if they're not all, like, screwed up from the rain. We got some serious rainage today.
Yes, it is Thursday, it's Thursday, and this is the first time I've ever been at camp when we had a severe weather threat.
Yeah.
So they brought us all in the Eco Lodge, huddled in like rats, and they scared the crap out of us. They're like, how are you? They're like, do not panic! Ah! They're like, get down! And it was just like thundering. We were singing The End of the World as We Know It, like, on the way back, and it was hilarious. It was funny. Anyway, this is Wes, and he's about to talk about Pathfinders!
Okay, Pathfinders was really fun. You have to be at least 14 to be in it, I was told. And, what we do, the first 2 days, we just pretty much hiked the entire time, like, all morning for 3 hours straight. And then, on Wednesday night, we went in the wilderness and hiked away from the campsite, and we had to build our shelter and stuff. And Ryan, stop shining that in my face.
Just turn it out.
Okay. And,
do just leave it out.
We have to build our own fire and stuff, and it was fun. The first day, we could make, a shelter out of, like, tarp. The second day, we had to make a shelter out of, like, logs and stuff. And, yes, it teaches you outdoor skills and crap.
Yeah.
Speaking of the French.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And speaking of outdoor skills. Oh, there's nothing to say. Okay,
I have something to say.
What?
About my 250-word essay I had to write.
For what class? My young.
Stupid soil and water. Stupid conservation.
Nobody signed up
for soil and water. And I believe if you are a consistent listener, you know that soil and water sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I'm glad you're still listening if you are. Thank you so much. I know I mention this every podcast, and I will mention it at the end of this one. Thank you for listening. I love you.
We all love
yeah,
you.
So
I want to meet you. We all do.
Yeah,
shut
the
up,
food
Wes.
Today was really cruddy.
What yeah, the food cruddy? Today the food today was terrible.
I didn't find it that bad.
I thought it was pretty good.
It was the worst we've ever had, besides the lasagna.
The lasagna was pretty bad.
I mean, it looked like throw up on...
What?
In a ball.
The macaroni came in a cube.
Yeah. That was weird.
The applesauce should have been named apple paste. You could hold it upside down and shake it, and it wouldn't fall off.
The applesauce tasted like crap.
It was apple
paste. The
apple
paste was like...
I don't think we can say crap.
Oh.
Okay.
Or sucks.
We can say sucks. No, we can't. Wait, can we?
No.
Who cares? Wait, he'll just edit it. Okay.
Apple paste.
So, well, yeah, I got something cool this... A little cool, I guess you might care a little bit about. Today in rowing, we did our capsizing requirement for that merit badge, and me and my boat mates tipped over the boat, and it filled up with water, and the air pocket went away. We couldn't sink the boat no matter how hard we tried. And, we flipped it, and it would go all the way around. So we'd have it upside down, and we'd flip it, and it'd be righted up, and then it would turn all the way over again. So we were late, like, 20 minutes to lunch. It was kind of cool, and if you care about that at all, email me at lostinkmart241@aol.com. Okay. Which I mentioned in the last two podcasts. Does anybody have anything else interesting to say? Michael, what?
I have to talk about the severe weather.
We already said that.
No, you just talked. You just said that we had severe weather. I'm going to talk about it.
What about it?
It just came up, and it was just like, boom, and it was there. And it was raining really hard.
Oh, yeah, we missed the OA call out.
Oh, yeah.
This has been
God
the best.
God bless America.
This has been the best camp out ever. We missed the opening campfire, which is, I appreciate that they try to make it funny, but it's not.
It's not
and
at all.
It's not ever funny.
The staff never makes any good skits.
And, well, every once in a while they do. And
yeah, it's pretty good.
Every once in a while they do. And we missed the OA call out, which is so awesome.
You have to stand up for like 8 hours.
I actually believe that a lot of people from the Scorpion Patrol were getting called out.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
But,
only
like,
the Scorpion Patrol.
Yeah, it was. But I don't really care because I was going to do the OA anyway. Was anybody going to do the OA? Who wants to?
I really don't want to be in the OA.
Michael, want to be in the OA?
Not really.
You have to pay to do free labor.
True. Yeah. David, your thoughts?
No, I just wouldn't do it too much time.
Nothing bad to the OA. Nothing against them. I think they're a great group that they, you know, they have all this, service that they give out, but I don't really have the time.
Mm-mm.
I've got a lot of sitting and making podcasts to do. That's not funny. And,
I like Walmart recreation, you know?
Yeah, we can't, okay, that was an inside joke. Walmart. Yeah, I'm not gonna elaborate on that.
Walmart.
Yeah. To Walmart Recreation Center.
Okay.
All
right.
That's who Ellie is.
I might explode. All right. Does anybody else have anything at all that was interesting today?
Oh, wait.
Hold on.
We got canceled because of the weather. That's not interesting.
We got done with all the camping requirements, but our merit badge counselor is threatening to completely mark off all the requirements that we did if we don't come Friday, even though we've already done it all.
I have something to say.
What?
After pioneering, I get this 40-minute break, right?
Yeah.
So, I go to camp.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep today, so I was late to orienteering by like 10 minutes. And, I went into orienteering and they said, you're late. And they were all like, you're late. And then Maverick was like, you're late. And then I was like, okay.
I found chipmunks in my tent.
And then
no one cares about you.
Oh, look at the raccoon.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. And then I got there, and I put down my backpack, and I sat on the rope. And then they said, like, I don't know. They said something.
Michael, then, this isn't interesting. Just stop.
Why do you treat me bad in these podcasts? Like, shut up.
I love you.
I love you, too.
And then they said, like, then they dismissed me, like, 5 minutes later. They dismissed everybody, like, 5 minutes later after I got there.
Tomorrow's gonna be great. They're feeding the chipmunk, which is actually a chipmunk named Twitchy, the rattlesnake. It's gonna be cool.
We're gonna watch.
Two turtles were doing it in front of everybody in the.
You can't say that, Michael. Mr. G's gonna have to cut that part out. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay, and,
what about the raccoon that came into your tent?
I just thought I'd tell you
that. Yeah, there was a raccoon
G.
in my tent.
We think there was a raccoon last night.
A lot of raccoons.
I know, I heard it.
I heard a raccoon.
It's like, scraping the woods, like, oh man.
A raccoon walked through our tent and it attacked me. It attacked me and it went, rawr!
It didn't attack you. Yeah.
I snored, though, and Ryan complained and I quit.
God, you snored so loud.
I had to wake everybody up and like.
You did a terrible job of that.
Yeah, you like do it like.
You go like, hey Michael, Ryan, wake up, and I'm like, okay, and then you're like, wake up, and I'm like, I'm awake, and I'm like, and you're like, wake up, and
you
like, David, go away.
You were like subconsciously standing.
My lip feels numb. Is there anything on my lip?
Oh, and Pam, and Pam's just like, don't say it.
Is there anything on my lip?
She's like, like just knowing what David's gonna say because she thinks she knows everything.
But yeah, she doesn't. Okay,
I think I got bug spray on the inside of my mouth.
Yeah, I got bug spray in my eye. Shut
I can't
out.
Get my lip.
What about our, like, slapping contest?
That's not interesting.
Yeah, that's not interesting. At least people don't care about that.
Like tomahawk throwing.
We tried to start a fire in the rain, though.
Yeah, they tell them about the tomahawk throwing.
We threw tomahawks. at a target. And we missed.
And that's incredible.
There's really nothing else to say. And that is about that.
Incredible reporting by Wesley.
It was just way more fun.
Yeah,
Hey, today at dinner, there were those really, like, drill people, you know? The people in the red beret.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually had
a really drill color guard. Like a real drill color guard. It was cool.
I know.
We played.
I thought they were just all show offs. It was like show off, and then they were all like grr, and I was like, okay, okay.
Yeah, last night I had to go to a stupid Star Watch.
Oh, what yeah, time? I remember that.
We didn't leave at 10 o'clock and we didn't get back till 11:30. Oh. I fell asleep.
I'm in astronomy and...
I was waiting for Michael because he's like really slow.
It's like, it was like fun and we learned a lot about stars and stuff.
And I didn't really care, so I fell asleep.
I mean, I was kind of late for it because I was taking
anything.
A shower
yes,
and I completely forgot about it because I was so sweaty from playing basketball.
Yeah, they say that the basketball teams are, they say like the volleyball teams are, the volleyball is fun no. and it's fast friendly competition, but people say that the basketball, people like bring in other, like
it's
bring in,
brutal.
They
it's
bring in
brutal.
Outside people to play,
dude,
like,
the basketball is
they
brutal.
Bring in outside people, like they sign up for like just this week, and then they go to camp, and then they quit just to play basketball.
The Young Young got pushed down, and nobody pushes down the Young Young.
Yeah, they did.
They pushed me down, but nobody
they
did.
Lost to a giant kid with a mohawk.
There was this buff
oh,
guy.
Oh, yeah,
with,
I've
like,
seen that.
I've seen mohawk guy.
Dude,
yeah,
he's
around a lot.
He's in my astronomy class.
Yeah, in personal fitness, somebody yelled mohawk, and he, like, flipped us the birdie.
And, dude, there was, like, this buff guy. I mean, he had to be, like, 18 to 19 or something like that. He was so buff. He
wait, like, buffness is measured in age?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
The mohawk guy's not buff.
No,
mohawk
the other there was another guy. Dude, I just ran into him and I got like.
Hey,
wow.
Guess what?
I, like,
these plum. People don't care.
So, I care.
Yeah.
No one cares all right. about me.
No, they don't care about interesting.
This has to be 50 minutes.
It wasn't
no,
very. It wasn't
okay.
very interesting today. Ow.
Today was kind of. It was okay. It was a good day. We hung out.
It was a kickback day.
I ended everything really early because
yeah,
I qualified for shotgun yesterday.
What was that?
I think it was a
you dropped my flashlight.
It was a knife.
That was my knife.
Oh
that's
my God,
your
knife.
Where's my
knife.
Flashlight then?
We are so not being right here.
I see
these
it.
People so
I
do
see
not
it,
care.
Mike.
All right.
Here, oh well. I'll
that's
keep
been it. Us. Signing off. Ryan. Just say your name.
Wes.
The Young Young.
David.
And Michael.